opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. Free agency is about to begin, and we have a tournament field. So there's a lot of sportsy stuff. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776, or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. A lot of sports coming up this week.
This is a sportsy week?
This is a very sportsy week. It's maybe the least sportsy day of them all when it's all said and done.
It might be. Although, if you're into like the CIT tournament and stuff, you can get after it. It's already started up.
There's a CIT.
Whatever those BS tournaments are.
There's a CBA.
I do know that
CBI?
There's already basketball being played today.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's wild. They get going early.
Now, actually, from a betting perspective, I like some of those first-round NIT games, especially when you get a team that doesn't really want any part of it going on the road against a team that's probably happy to be there.
Yep.
You can find a little value there sometimes. So, how was your weekend?
It was long, and it's becoming that way every weekend where I spend the entire weekend at the baseball parks.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's good.
Now that you got both of them going,
yep.
Right?
Yeah. Yep, both of them going. And now that the 10-year-old team's actually good, so they instead of playing two games on Saturday and then one game on Sunday and going home,
yeah.
Now they're playing. They played four games on Sunday last weekend. They played three games this Sunday. They won both tournaments, which that's
great.
It's great. And they're the second-ranked select team for 10-year-olds in the state.
Nice.
But it's also an ass whipping for dad. I'm worn out.
Well, when he's playing for the Astros someday.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's
going to
happen.
You'll be able to say, I remember when I had to take him to all those games.
Yeah. I had to yell at him. I think he had like three doubles this weekend. And probably the best ball he hit was about halfway down the line between first and the fence.
Yeah.
And it hit in and skipped to the wall. And he just stood there.
Mm.
And finally was like, run. And he got to first. He's too slow to make it to second at this point. He probably should have been at third had he been running the whole time. And he's like, I just thought it was going foul. I was like, you thought it was going foul? But he pitched a little bit this weekend. I mean, that's the best thing. Our pitching's gotten so much better for that team. So it lets us play full tournaments instead of like having one kid who can pitch and then going, well, you got us.
Good luck.
but yeah, I mean, it's fun to win, but it is exhausting. And then basically this is how I don't have a lot of close friends, but the day the bracket comes out, suddenly everybody's my friend.
Of course.
And I'm getting texts from people I haven't heard from since last March. You know, everybody's wanting, who do you like? Blah. And I'm still not even, I haven't even filled out a bracket yet. And I still don't really understand. I don't understand why people think I'm some kind of an expert on these brackets. I rarely am competitive in the pools.
You say that, but you have been the last 2 years. You've been in the mix.
Yeah. But like four people in the last hour have asked me to be on the Isaiah Factor tonight on channel 26 because they need a bracketologist. I said, I'm not doing that. I don't know what kind of questions they're going to ask. I don't like being on TV. I don't know Isaiah Carey from anybody. I don't like that. So I've and then on top of that, a guy from Culture Map's coming over asking me to do some interview about crawfish. Everyone wants a piece of me right now, Fred. I don't have time for it. I need you to insulate me from this.
Well, I can't help you with the crawfish thing, but I did not text you at all during the. There's certain times I don't text you during MMA fights.
Right,
that's rude. I don't text you when brackets come out. But yeah, this is the same thing I go through on Derby Day every year.
Yep,
it's like, hey, what do you think of this horse? Go back and read the thing I wrote. It's all there. Hey, do you still like this horse? No, I changed my mind 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Well, I think John and I were sharing drunken escapade stories this morning. I'm officially retired from degeneracy.
It's over?
This is it. This is the last time.
You guys both got wasted this weekend?
Yes.
Yes.
What? Am I the only responsible one here?
Well, you had kids to deal with. Well, this actually sounded like fun. Yeah, and I haven't been drinking, so keep in mind that my tolerance level is nowhere near where it used to be, even a couple weeks ago,
yeah,
where I could probably drink a whole bottle of Jack Daniels and still function. So we did this pub crawl down in East Downtown, which was going to all the bars that I hang out anyway. So I thought this would be cool. And I thought there were six. Turns out there were seven. But, you know, I'm going kind of – it's St. Arnold's put it on, so I'm just having like 5 o'clock pills, right? So I'm not having anything too heavy.
Right. You're being responsible.
Somehow, though, I'm still about the fourth one in. I'm like, this isn't going well for me. I'm getting a little wasted. So we get to Neil's bar, and it's so crowded in there that it's like, well, let's just grab a couple shots. And that's where it went downhill.
That, yeah.
And basically, I remember hanging out with some friends. Well, first off, a good job on the weight loss by having six beers, a shot, and an entire pizza at Lucky's. And then going over to Lucky's Lodge, and I remember having conversations with some friends of ours, and I vaguely remember getting home, and that's it.
That's it.
I don't remember anything
good
else.
For you.
Other than when I did get up the next morning, I know I had some friends over. We drank all my remaining Harvey's remnants, and we drank my Goose Island Bourbon County.
Okay.
And some of my weed was missing. Other than that, I have no recollection of anything. So yesterday was basically stay on the couch all day and watch basketball and Longmire episodes. And that's it. No more going out and doing stuff.
Okay. What about you, John?
I had my engagement party yesterday.
Okay. Thanks for the invite.
No, it was just family. It was like immediate family.
It's
and
just Asians. Only Asians. Okay.
No, it wasn't just Asians.
So there was a white guy in your family?
Not in my family, but
you just said it was just family.
No, it was family, and then it was like the bridal party plus a couple of other, you know, friends. Mm. But anyway.
Friends, that's what you're saying. It was for your friends, not for me.
It started like at 1:30, and then there's this whole, you know, tea ceremony and whatnot. And then after all that, the ceremony, we started to eat, and then I was in charge of barbecuing, so I was just cooking meat. And while I was cooking meat for about an hour or so, I was taking shots in between, and I haven't had a chance to eat yet, so I probably took about 10 shots before.
Good God.
Any
10 shots of what?
I think it was Remy. I think it's Remy Martin. And then I started eating, and then we decided to play Rage Cage. There was a lot of beer on the table.
And, what's Rage Cage?
It's Rage Cage. Some people call it Slap Cup. I don't know if you play it before, but there's like X amount of cups on the table.
You heard of this?
Yeah, a different version of it, yeah.
There's okay. There's a lot of cups on the table. There's one center cup with the full beer, and you have two people with ping pong balls. And if you get it in the first bounce, you can pass it to anybody on the table. So the point is to pass it to the person that's right behind the person that has the other cup, and you're supposed to stack the cups on top of each other. And if you get stacked, you have to take another beer and drink it and then keep going. So anyway, halfway through multiple games of Rage Cage, I go to the restroom, and everything I drank and ate comes out of me. And
oh, no.
Yeah. So, and then I passed out at her place around 9 o'clock, and I didn't wake up until 1, and I headed home.
Oh.
So God. I didn't get home until like 2-ish, went to bed around 2:30, and then had to be up by 8:30.
So you took 10 shots of cognac, and then you started partying.
No, and then I ate. And yes, you're now the only responsible one of the bunch.
Yeah. Well, I'm Dunsky because I do. Oh, and John mentioned this morning. He's like, yeah, you might have you checked your credit card receipts. I'm like, oh, you know what? I haven't really looked to see how much I spent because I was also talking to a bunch of Dynamo fans who wanted more stuff on Sports Map, and I was just telling them no.
Oh.
But I'm pretty sure. Well, I ran up a significant tab at the 7 places that we went, just for the record, and we went back to 1. So. Yeah, I'm, you know, that's it. Not that I'm going to never drink again. I'm never leaving the house when I'm drinking again.
See, now, yeah. I would think that the engagement party was a lot of drinking, but Asian weddings, there's always like a giant handle of usually cognac at the table, at every table. And when we go around, and talk to, we have to, it's custom.
You go and like schmooze at every table?
At every table. And we're going to have about 45 tables.
And you do shots at every one?
And I have to do shots at every table.
You're dead.
That feels inappropriate to me. Like,
you better have them sneak some water in like about 30 of those.
Well, you can also have some of your groomsmen take shots.
That's where you... Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but are all your groomsmen tiny Asian guys?
Some of them are. And a couple of them don't drink. But some of them drink.
But they'll have to.
So yeah, some of them drink like it's water, and others don't drink at all.
But the ones that don't drink at all, you're going to have them drink for your wedding, right?
Maybe I'll have them do a table
because,
or two.
Because I mean, that's fair. Like you're going to be in the wedding, you've got to make some sacrifices.
Yeah, all the Asian weddings that I've gone to in my life, all of the grooms, every single one, the groom has been passed out or wasted.
Are you serving chicken at your wedding?
There's probably chicken.
So there might be chicken on your head by the end of your wedding party.
Maybe.
It's classic John. It's classic John.
Ryan says, you're not finished yet, Freddie. St. Paddy's Day is this Saturday. I've never really go out on St. Paddy's Day. I'll be out at the track Saturday night, though. Pretty sure they have green beer out there. I will not be doing that. God, it's kind of sad, AJ. It's like my golf game. I used to be really good at golf, and then I don't play anymore, and then I go out there and I can't hit it nearly as far, and I suck. That's kind of how I feel about my drinking now. Yeah. I feel like, you know, I'm just not any good
at
it.
You're not what you used to be.
It's not. Yeah. All right. We're going to take a very quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The most delicious app in the business and the easiest steak you can download.
Wait, I think I messed that up.
The most delicious steak in the business and the easiest sports radio app you can download.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.
All right, guys, got to tell you about what's going on with the Houston Rockets. They are obviously something to behold right now, and it looks like they're going to be good for the next couple years. Well, good news. 2018-19 Rocket season tickets are on sale now, and you can reserve your Rockets VIP experience like never before. For the first time ever, you can lock in your ticket price for the next 3 seasons with a 3-year club seat ticket package. 3 special seasons for 1 special price. You don't have to worry about the price of season tickets going up. So if you think the Rockets are going to win the title this year and tickets are going to get more expensive, well, you can avoid that altogether. And if you buy now, you get priority for this year's playoff tickets. And there will be playoffs. This 3-year VIP plan is offered for the club seats only right now, but all other price levels are on sale as well. Go to Rockets.com or give them a call, 713-627-DUNK, to get yours today. That's 713-627-DUNK or Rockets.com for those 2018-19 season tickets on sale now.
From
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. You know what I didn't think of is I added up all that money I spent before tips, which haven't come through yet.
Oh, boy.
God knows what that's going to be. Oh, all right. What do you, I know you're, just a quick plug for Sports Map. You got two of the regions up already, and you'll do the other two tomorrow. But your general thoughts on Selection Sunday? For those of us who didn't text you to bother you about it.
Yeah, my general thoughts were, I mean, at the end of the day, the field is the field, and it looks solid. I mean, it's not like I'm always, I think there's snubs every year. I think there's things that could have gone differently, that different choices they could have made that would have made more sense. But that said, did anybody get left out that was going to win the championship? I tend to lean no. The differences in my bracket, like what are my 68 teams that I had in versus what they actually took, I had three teams different. I had no Oklahoma, I had no Arizona State, and I had no Syracuse. And instead, I had Notre Dame, who I thought would be looked at as a different team now that Bonzi Colson is back and healthy. And I had Marquette, and I looked at Marquette, and the thing that was confusing about them is Creighton got in as an 8 seed. Their resumes are basically the same, except Marquette beat them. I mean, they were the better team this year. And then St. Mary's, but I didn't feel bad for St. Mary's because they didn't schedule anything out of conference. And it's the same reason why I don't feel bad for Oklahoma State. If you don't go – and those schools have options. And Oklahoma State especially. Oklahoma State can play whoever they want out of conference. They choose not to.
Yeah.
St. Mary's is one of those teams where it's like they're sneaky good, and like there's teams who are like, eh, we'll pass. But I heard that Butler offered them a home and home, and they said no thanks. And I mean, if that's the case, and you're passing on opportunities to play home and homes with quality opponents, I don't feel bad for you.
I mean, I would assume even a 1-point loss is going to count a lot less there than, you know, playing some donkey that you wind up losing.
Well, a lot of it, you'd rather have a loss. Like, sometimes a good loss looks better than a bad win, you know, because at least it shows the committee that you're going out there and trying to do something. And St. Mary's, Oklahoma State, neither one of them really did.
RJ Bell, I don't know if you saw this, 11 NIT teams would be favored over Syracuse.
That's not shocking at all.
The teams he lists, Louisville.
Yeah.
Penn State.
Yeah.
Baylor.
Yep.
Notre Dame.
Yes.
St. Mary's.
Yep.
Okie State.
Yeah.
USC.
Yeah.
Middle Tennessee.
Yep.
Oregon.
Yes.
Nebraska.
Yes.
Marquette.
Yes.
And then 12 teams would be ahead of St. Bonaventure.
Because let me tell you, I think there's teams that you didn't even mention there that, like Vermont and Louisiana Lafayette, that I think would beat Syracuse.
And then he has 12 teams that would be favored over St. Bonaventure, all of those plus Boise State.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's what Vegas would say. So just passing that on. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I know that there's always people that say snubs, and they always complain about the seedings, but really, once it gets started, do the seedings matter? And once you get into that second round, a couple people asked me, should UH have been higher than a 6? And I'm like, maybe, but I mean, I think if you win and then you play Michigan and beat them, then yeah, you should have been higher, but
yeah,
you won the game. I think they've got a tough matchup in the first round.
God, I think, I mean, I told you, I think that this is a year that they could win a couple games. And then they got stuck in the worst possible region. I mean, why didn't they get the Arizona State Syracuse winner? Why couldn't they get that? Yeah. San Diego State is probably the hottest team, one of the hottest teams in the country right now. They've finally started to figure it out. They've got a player in their front court that is an NBA caliber player, maybe even like a first round NBA caliber player. They're well coached. They're really, really good on defense, and it's not going to be easy. I remember at the beginning of the tournament, they said, we think we're the best team in the Mountain West Conference. And it pissed off Nevada and a bunch of other teams who had been rolling through the conference. And then
how'd it turn out?
I think twice in the last 3 weeks, Nevada has gotten that medicine from San Diego State. And the one hope would be that San Diego State, maybe they're fat and happy that they're here. And UH feels like they've got bigger fish to fry. But I don't know, man. That's a real tough matchup. And I don't think anybody wants to play Michigan right now. I mean, if they do win, Michigan just rolled through the Big Ten like a hot knife through butter. They've got three guys that are tough matchups for anybody. Mo Wagner, I don't know who on UH or really most teams in the country can guard a 6'11 guy who's a monster on the boards and is a 3-point threat. And then Michigan's a great defensive team too. It was a crappy draw for UH. I kind of felt bad for them.
I do and I don't, because it goes back to what I was saying. If you're good enough, I mean, if they play their best, can they beat Michigan? Yeah. But I also think if San Diego State plays their best, they could beat Houston. So
yes.
Would I be shocked if they lost in the first round? No. Would I be shocked if they got through two games? No, I really wouldn't. And after that, you can, God knows. I mean, they're a very...
Oh, well, if they get through those first two games, you know what I've said about North Carolina.
Right.
Like, I want to be the team that's in the region with North Carolina. And then Texas A&M and Providence are on the other side of that. And
That's another one.
Providence is an overachiever. Texas A&M is a massive underachiever.
And I have no idea which way that one's going to go, but I could see Aggie doing the same thing. I mean, I'm intrigued by both those teams. I'm kind of, I think maybe tomorrow we can go by region through region and hit everybody. I still need to study a little more, but you know, obviously you know more about this than anybody, but I do have, when it comes to brackets, though, it's a lot of it's luck. We know that. It's always Sally the Secretary winning or
yeah, of course,
somebody like that.
Yeah.
But at least you want to be competitive. You want to be in there like Tiger Woods with a chance on the last day, like old, beaten down, lucky to get there Tiger Woods, not old Tiger Woods from when he was good. I think that was hilarious seeing Twitter explode that Tiger's back, Tiger's back. So that's the standard now. You lost by a shot. That's your new standard. Poor Tiger. That's what happens when you get old.
Yeah. But I was glad to see that he was at least in the mix.
Me too. It made me flip over for a minute and watch,
yeah,
which I wouldn't have otherwise. And that's the only way you're going to get me to watch a golf tournament. It's, Tiger's got a chance to win with three holes left. Okay, I'll flip over and watch that. I'll watch three holes.
Got me. Even on a tournament I could care less about.
Yeah, or, there's another Earnhardt crashed into a wall. I might watch a NASCAR race. But other than that, it's kind of hard to get me interested in stuff like that. A lot of free agent stuff going on in the NFL. A lot of moves. Your Bills have just traded Cordy Glenn to the Bengals to move up in the first round.
Yeah.
If he's healthy, that's a hell of a pickup for Cincinnati.
Agreed.
But that's a big contract, and he hasn't been healthy, and the Bills felt pretty good about the guy who replaced him. So moving up in the first round, never a bad thing, I guess, positioning themselves for another quarterback.
So now they've got the 12th pick and the 22nd pick. They must feel like there's...
That might get you in the top five with those two now.
Absolutely could.
Yeah.
I would think 12 and 22 could get you... Probably get you to the top.
Maybe. Maybe.
That's pretty strong. They clearly need a quarterback. I don't know what the plan is. I'm sure they're in love with someone that I'm going to throw up at, like Josh Allen or Baker Mayfield, but...
I had heard earlier it was Josh Rosen, but who knows?
Yeah.
Every one of those guys, there's going to be some kind of wart, so you're not going to be completely happy with whoever they get. You're just going to be like, okay, we'll see if it works out. So, but at least they're in position now to go get the guy they want. I don't know if you saw this. Apparently, the Vikings have... reached out to Drew Brees, who I just think...
Really, a lot of people are reaching out to Drew Brees, and the Saints may be, like, overconfident in what they've got here. Like, maybe the Saints feel like, there's no way he's going anywhere, but you mess around long enough. It wouldn't bother me if Drew Brees was talking to the Browns, because you'd be like, what's he going to do, leave us to go to the Browns?
Minnesota?
Talk to the Vikings? It's like, Drew, let's get this deal done. Let's write this name down.
That's, well, you get, if the Vikings were to get Drew Brees, well, suddenly it changes a lot of things because now Kirk Cousins probably slides down a peg to maybe Denver. I know Arizona's going to go after him, but you know who knows. But if he were to actually leave New Orleans and go to Minnesota, are they not the favorites going in the NFC?
I would think so.
I mean, sorry.
Hard to argue.
Sorry, Keenum Files, but yeah. Boy, that's about an upgrade. That's about as good an upgrade as you can get. And he's still one of the top five quarterbacks in the league. And you put him on that team with that defense? Eh. But I just assume he's going to sign with the Saints. But
That's what I've always assumed that from the beginning. But I don't know.
J-Rap, the golf guy. When Tiger made that 44 put on 17, you can't tell me it wasn't exciting TV. Yeah, it was okay. It was kind of cool. Exciting for about 25 seconds. Much more exciting watching the UH choke away the last couple minutes at Cincinnati game.
Yeah.
At least in my mind.
That was rough.
Yeah, they no reason for them to lose that game. But hey, doesn't really mean much. They were in. That's a good win over Wichita State again, too, by the way.
It was. Although Wichita, they may be falling apart.
Yeah, they're kind of. Yeah. Because they might be going the wrong direction at the wrong time. That team doesn't look anywhere near what they were earlier in the season. But they also started getting into tougher competition. You know, they early on, they were playing good teams and beating them, and then had that stretch there where they really weren't playing anybody in conference. And then, you know, so maybe that's it. I don't know. Maybe they're just same thing as Cincinnati. It's like, ah, we're in. Let's just not get anybody hurt. Be nice to win the conference, but eh.
Doesn't look great.
You'd like to go in better than that.
Yeah, and that's another team. It would shock me zero if Wichita loses their first round game. They did not get in the tournament, listen, there's not many cakewalks, but Marshall's a pretty good team, and the way they match up is not positive for Wichita. They're going to give Wichita a lot of problems.
How do you feel about Texas against Nevada?
I think it's going to – well, first of all, it's Mo Bamba has to be healthy. And if he's healthy, it's going to be a matter of who can impose their style because Nevada wants to run and Texas wants to slow you down. So if Texas can slow them down, they can win. If it becomes a track meet, Texas has zero chance because they can't shoot.
All right. Take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Warehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Jesse says, I know the no shout-out rule, but how about a birthday shout-out for your loyal listener? Cheers to 33. It's not a no shout-out. It's just once a day.
Right.
And it's your birthday, so congratulations. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And it'll be real interesting to see how fast news starts popping out about free agent signings and whatnot, because you can talk today and you know teams are going to come to agreements with guys that they won't officially be able to sign until Wednesday.
So, yeah.
But keep an eye on Sports Map. If the Texans agree to anybody, I'll get something written tonight.
Yep.
And keep you up to date on everything. Let's try a phone call. Let's see how it goes. It's a Monday.
I'm going to play this game.
We're going to just try one. We'll let Corey go. What's up, Corey?
Hey, what's up? Sports.
Sports to you.
All right. So I think people put a lot of stock into Twitter when they shouldn't. Like, with Twitter exploding about the whole Tiger Woods thing, if you look back at arguably the greatest golfer of all time, Jack Nicklaus, he said like several years back that Tiger had the potential to be the greatest if he kept his mind on golf. Well, as we know, Tiger screwed that up as many times as he screwed Denny's waitresses. And then, I want to say late last year, he also said that he was not interested at all in watching the comeback tour. The last time that I was even remotely interested in golf was how it puts me to sleep on the couch or whether or not Jordan Spieth, a Texas boy, was playing in it. So I'll hang up and listen on your opinion on that.
Well, I mean, my opinion is, I've said this before, like Tiger Woods, the reason, what makes him special is he makes people who don't care about golf care about golf. And trust me, I'm in that group of, I don't care about golf at all. Like, you could not pay me to sit down for 4 days in a row and watch the Masters on, it's death. It's miserable to me. So I've got no interest in that. But like Fred said, you get to the last day, you got the back nine and Tiger's within a stroke or two. That to me, that's suddenly must-see TV.
Yeah.
I want to watch that. So that's what was so great. And that's why golf still clings to Tiger.
Because they got nothing.
Because they've got no one else. And, you know, you mentioned Jordan Spieth. And
Who cares?
Around here,
yeah,
he is a popular guy. But with the rest of the country, the rest of the world, nobody cares about Jordan Spieth. There's nobody else that can do for the sport what Tiger did. And I don't know that they'll ever find someone like that again.
Yeah, and frankly, I just think people are taking this and clinging to it because, he was close and it was exciting because he hasn't been, and they're just hoping to get that back. It's kind of like when, Nicholas was, 46 and won the Masters at whatever age he was, something ridiculous. Or he was in contention, I think, when he was in his 50s. I don't remember exactly. But, oh, my God, this would be the greatest. It's not that big a tournament. It was great that he got close. Let him win something again. Maybe it's worth getting excited over.
All right. No more golf phone calls.
Yeah, that's it. No more golf talk. That's it.
I'm exhausted from it.
I'm going to respond to this one texter. He said, if you were more excited about watching UH choke than watching one of the greatest golfers of all time possibly making a comeback and giving himself a chance to revive his career, that is too bad. I understand that maybe not be exciting to you. However, don't downplay the moment. It's good for golf for Tiger to be one stroke down. Yawn, okay? Guys, that's like me trying to tell you that horse racing should be relevant again because a horse won the Triple Crown. Stop it. I know you're clinging to Tiger. And look, it's fine, but it is what it is. It's golf. And I just used an is what it is, so that's a $500 fine. yeah. And, I mean, honestly, would anybody care about golf if not for Tiger?
I wouldn't. I mean, I'm sure there's some people who would, but it's a much smaller group than the people who don't care. I mean, golf has always been, my entire life, golf's been like a fringe sport, like barely on the radar.
Yeah.
But when Tiger was in his prime, I mean, golf was leading sports center.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it doesn't happen anymore.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. Texans apparently, either depending on who you believe, either have a deal in place or will be offering a $7 million plus year per deal to Chiefs offensive lineman Zach Fulton.
Zach Fulton's interesting because he's technically a center, I would guess. But the Texans would, I assume, use him as a guard. He's a versatile player. He reminds me a little bit. He's a better version of Max. And that's, they'll have plenty of versatility on that offensive line. They will have plenty of, they'll have plenty of depth there if Nick Martin's injury woes continue. So $7 million a year sounds like a lot, but I think to have,
it's really not that much for a starting.
Yeah, to get a starter who gives you some versatility, who gives you some depth, I think that'd be a good pickup.
And apparently they're going to be trying to throw a lot of money at Nate Solder. And I wrote about this today. Check it out on sportsmap.com. I think when you look at it on the surface, paying him as much money as they're going to have to pay him, my first thought is, I don't know if this is a good idea. I mean, you're going to have to pay him like a top five tackle in the league, right? Which he's not.
Right.
He's better than average. He's also leaving the Patriots nest, which you never get better when you leave New England. I mean, we went through that last week. You can count those on one hand. And he's never even made a Pro Bowl, which,
let's face it, if Nate Solder didn't play for the Patriots, we'd think of him as just a guy or an average.
I think he's an average to slightly above average player, but when you start going down the list of guys who are available after him, you're going to have to overpay for them. There's only about three. Do you know who's number seven on the list of available tackles, according to Walter Camp? Chris Clark.
Oh, man.
So I'm kind of the opinion, well, if you can get him, which is one thing, go ahead and spend the money. Because remember last year there were a lot of guys and they didn't overspend because, oh, we don't want to overspend for a tackle, and then they wound up with garbage.
Yeah.
I think they have to get, I mean, I think they have to kind of go all in on this. And if they get him and Fulton, that's two-thirds of the way to where you need to be to have an offensive line next year. I kind of think you got to do it. I think you got to overpay for him. It's okay to overpay for a player here and there because, as we saw with the Ostrich, you can eject.
Yeah.
If, you know, but
it costs you.
It does cost you. But if
it ain't easy.
But they've got enough cap room. They can front load this thing with the bonus and everything. So I where it wouldn't be too brutal if 3 years from now he turns out to be a garbage player. But I almost think you have to, because once you get past him, you know what your options are? Cameron Fleming. Mm. He's probably number two on the list, and that's great, but how much are you going to pay him?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Because I guarantee you a lot of other teams have Solder number one on their list, so yep. they're going to move to him and overpay for him.
I mean, I guess the benefit that the Texans have is Bill O'Brien, and maybe they feel like he can – you know, he's got some pull with the guy. I don't know.
The only other guy that you look at and say, okay, this guy might have some upside and turn into a really good player for you is Chris Hubbard. That's it. And you're going to have to pay way too much for any one of those three guys. So I say you have to do it. And you might as well go for the top guy because you're not going to get a star tackle in free agency. You're going to have to get that through the draft. And if you've got one, well, it's pretty rare that people let him go. They have to either be old or they have to piss off ownership, like Dwayne Brown.
Yeah.
Of course, you wouldn't be in this position if you kept him, but that's okay, and that's your decision. But I do think that they have to, you know, there's just, otherwise, you pass on those guys, you're kind of hosed.
Yep.
And you might have to find a new job.
And where would you go? Computer career. Of course, that's where you'd go. Listen, a lot of people are in jobs that they're not crazy about. Like Cody, who back in August was slinging boom boxes at a big box electronics store, hating his job. Well, last month, Cody started his IT career, making more money, working less hours. If you hate what you do, don't get boxed in. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer training or experience, that's not a problem. That's what they do. They transition people into an IT career. You can attend classes on campus or live online just two or three times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. They've got day classes or night classes, whatever fits best for your schedule. And it's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back calling all Owls fans. Rice Baseball takes on national powerhouse TCU on Tuesday, March 13th at 6:30 p.m. at Reckling Park. It's Dollar Dog Night, so bring your friends and family to a great game and get $1 hot dogs throughout the game. Tickets start as low as $12. For single-game ticket information, call 713-348-OWLS or visit riceowls.com/BSBTix, T-I-X. There you go.
Thank you.
I'm just reading what they tell me to read here.
You're good at it.
Yeah.
I've always liked that about you. When someone tells you to read something, you're really good at reading it.
Yeah. Calling all Owls fans.
Yes. That's me.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just checking. Here's another one that kind of surprised me a little bit. Dolphins. Well, the Dolphins releasing Ndamukong Suh. And
I'm not surprised by that.
I mean, it's a lot of money, but what are you clearing cap space for if you're just going to get rid of your best defensive player?
Yeah, that's the weird thing about the Dolphins is like they're in the weird mode where they're sort of rebuilding, but don't want to admit that they're rebuilding. If I'm Ryan Tannehill, I'm going, oh, great. Because kind of the consensus thought was that Ryan Tannehill was going to get one more chance.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, they're probably going to trade Jarvis Landry. Or no, they already did trade Jarvis Landry.
I think they've agreed to that, and it's going to happen Wednesday, but yeah.
So let's just say that's done. Now you release Ndamukong Suh. Like,
you traded Jay Ajayi during the year.
Yeah, you're not setting Ryan Tannehill up for success.
Not setting anybody up for success.
So to me, it's a full rebuild, which means that if I'm Ryan Tannehill, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if I hear a quarterback's name called on day one of the draft.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell they're doing. Let me ask, do you think the Jaguars will push hard for Suh? I'm not sure they have the cap room to go after him. And they've kind of got, I mean, they're pretty good at that area. But I think he should be interesting to anybody. If you can make room to get him, hell, if I'm the Texans, I'm going after that guy. I'm going to try to make room for him. You don't think that defensive line, you know what, maybe you can't fix your offensive line.
But we can already just end that discussion before we start it.
Just because Matt Schaub said he's not Texans worthy.
He's not Texans worthy.
I don't care. I think he is. No. Can he stomp on somebody?
Yes, but that's
can
not
he intimidate
Texans-ish.
You?
That's not Texans-ish.
You put him in the middle next to healthy J.J. Watt and whoever you trade Clowney for?
Come on.
Come on, man. I'm telling you. I don't know that he'd want to come here. That's the other thing. How many of these guys are going to want to come here after some of the crap that's come out about this franchise here over the last few weeks?
I don't know if it's going to, like, blatantly keep anybody from coming, but I don't think
I bet Richard Sherman would have never taken their phone call.
Never would take a call. Like, someone asked me, like, what are the odds that Sherman goes to the Texans? I was like, I don't think either one of those groups, neither party is interested in that.
Yeah.
Like, it's as unlikely that the Texans would reach out to Richard Sherman as it is that Richard Sherman would accept a call from the Texans. It's just a bad match. And so I do think, yeah, that it's got an effect.
Todd asks, my bracket is one loss and you're done. If you had to bet your whole bracket on the first game, Oki versus Rhode Island, which way do you go?
Rhode Island.
Yeah, I think I might go that way too. Hmm.
But Rhode Island's also, I mean, hell, I would say Oklahoma's played like crap the last half of the season, but Rhode Island not exactly playing their best ball right now either. Lost an Atlantic 10 tournament that they've been dominating all season, and suddenly they don't have it together. I don't know.
Boy, but Oklahoma's just been...
I mean, Oklahoma doesn't deserve to be in the tournament. But very often, I'll say this, and this is why whoever wins that Syracuse-Arizona State game, Oklahoma falls into this conversation. It's very often that teams that will sit here on talk radio and every other newspaper, everything else, will discuss about why they're not deserving to be in, often those are the teams that you see the best efforts from. And so it wouldn't shock me.
And it's funny because I think Oklahoma and a couple other teams, maybe Syracuse too, got in because of what they did in December, where that's where those teams were playing really good basketball and had some high-profile wins.
Yeah.
And
I mean, in December, Trae Young was the best player in the country.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oklahoma looked like they were a Final Four team, and then – you know, it turns out that Trae Young isn't Steph Curry, as people would have tried to have you believe back in December. He's not quite that guy.
Holly says Houston has good rent prices and cheap strippers. That's a win-win for athletes.
That's true.
Yeah. Do you want a cheap stripper, though? I kind of feel like it's anything else. If it's really cheap, do you feel like you're getting your money's worth? I mean, I'd almost rather pay a little more and have it be a higher quality.
Yeah.
But... I'm curious about two things. First off, is the strip club scene still a thing here? I mean, I know James Harden goes like every night.
It used to be
something that everybody talked about, was like Houston had some of the best strip clubs in the world. And that was probably 20 years ago. I honestly don't know anymore. Is that still the case?
I have no idea.
Well, the listeners can tell me.
Jong knows.
No.
Okay. Here's the other thing. We're going to be out at that Prime Social Club on Friday.
Yes.
I have a question for the people. Is they have that noon tournament. Does that thing end by 4? Because if it does, I'm in. I'll be out there early to play the noon tournament.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if the people who have played that thing, let me know.
Ooh.
Yeah, because but if it's one of those things that, well, sometimes it goes to five, I can't do that because we have a show to do. Right, and it'll be middle of the tournament. So, but I would love to go out there and play at noon.
That would be fun.
Yeah, yeah. So someone who's been there and knows about it, just hit us up on the text line, 713-780-3776.
You could probably ask Lance. I bet he knows.
Well, I'll ask him when he comes in here, see if he's played. I know Granado's played in that thing. I'm sure they know. But that would require actually reaching out to them personally.
Well, you know what money we could use to play in that tournament?
Money that you save with Bill Advisor.
Yes! How did you know I was going to say that?
Yeah, just a wild guess.
God, you're so good, man. Guys, I got to tell you about BillAdvisor.com. They've got the $150 challenge going right now. In fact, I had a buddy this weekend text me and say, is Bill Advisor worth it? Am I going to really end up saving any money in the long run? Yeah. Yeah, you are. And they guarantee it. You know you're overpaying for your monthly recurring bills, TV, internet, cell phone, auto and home insurance, energy, all that stuff. You signed up for the great deal at the beginning. You got a good rate and the price went up. BillAdvisor.com, they get those savings back. They work directly with every service provider in the country. You don't have to give up channels, speed, data, or coverage. You're just paying less money. It's simple as that. The savings, they are real, and they are difference-making. The average BillAdvisor customer is saving over $830 a year, and a lot of them save over $1,000 a year. Lance Zierlein saved over $2,000 a year. BillAdvisor's got a new $150 challenge going. Guaranteed money in your pocket. If you don't save at least $150, you'll get every penny back, and they'll send you a $50 Amazon gift card. You're guaranteed to win with no risk. Take the challenge. Start saving right now by texting BILLS, that's B-I-L-L-S, to 313131. You can sign up online at BillAdvisor.com. One more time, text BILLS right now to 313131 or visit BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
ESPN 97.5.